This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Listen, it's what happens when you've had success. People want to kind of see what's behind the curtain a little bit. The important thing for us is that we can, while we're here, build that connection and build that trust that is so important to building the chemistry that we need. You know, we have nothing to hide. We are who we are. I think the cool part about this is people see us on Sunday, they see us on game day. Now they get a chance to see that what we do on Sunday is exactly what we do Monday through Saturday. And I think that's the cool piece about it. The increased noise, if you will, is maybe in some ways good practice for us to really hone in and focus and get our focus where it needs to be.
Sean McDermott, Hard Knocks in town, and the show debuts 2 weeks from yesterday, August 5th. Will you have access to it?
Sure. Yes, I am a...
You have it all.
Whatever, Max, HBO. Yeah, yes.
You have it all.
I don't have it all. I have that subscription, though. I will be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be, if you end up not similarly equipped, I will be our Hard Knocks correspondent.
I definitely will not have access by then.
Want to come over?
Do I have to bring something? Probably you should, right? Anytime you go over somebody's house, you have to. You want to have something.
It's not really necessary.
I can't see it happening, but we'll think about it. Yeah. I'll run it by my crew.
Don't do that. I really don't want you to come.
You don't want everybody.
I don't even want you.
No.
I don't want anyone. I'd rather just hear about it. I want my doorbell to never ring, which it never does. I don't have a doorbell. I don't have it set up to make noise when there are people there.
That takes care of that, I guess.
I get pictures.
If you don't want your doorbell to ring, take it out. I don't want this to seem trite because that's boring and we'll move on. But, you know, here's McDermott talking about nothing to hide, how we work is who we are. I think they probably deserve a lot of credit for not really cracking yet under the weight of the Chiefs' losses. You know, just it's 4 times in 5 years. And then the Bengals won, too. I mean, 5 years in a row, they've gone out mid to late in the playoffs to the same 2 teams. And isn't it how noteworthy or commendable is it that this team, you know, maybe that's part of the story with Cook being in today. Like, there is just really no drama or backlash or conflict, it seems. I mean, right?
Or even fatigue with the similarity in their demise each season. Like they just sort of they have the ability. I think they do. I think McDermott probably deserves and probably Bean too, but McDermott is more, you know, around the players day to day whenever all this stuff is going on, especially now once we're into training camp. Just keeping them on track. You know, there isn't really any sign of that. Like that there I think we out here we get worn out by it. But I don't feel like they are at all. I mean, I don't know what's going on in their heads. I try to imagine someone, you know, after the season, even like months after the season, sitting down with one of us in the media and saying like, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I don't think we're ever going to get there. I mean, play the opposite game, like you always say, right? No one's ever going to tell you that they have doubts about their ability to actually get to the top of the mountain. But there's just no outward sign of that being a struggle for them mentally. They're just there and ready to go. I think, you know, having a quarterback that can play at the level that Allen can play at is certainly a reason to always have that hope. I mean, I think that that might sound like it gets overstated at times, but I don't think you can ever overstate it. It is simply you have a shot if you've got a guy that can play at that level. I mean, the rest of the roster matters. Everybody's got a job to do, yada, yada. But, man, you've got that guy, however bummed out you might be on January whatever, after you lose that game to the Chiefs again, you're going to take your time and take your off season and heal up and whatever and mentally just, all right, I'm playing with that guy and let's go. This is the year. We can do it this year.
But there are so many players, and I think there would have to be some that have their doubts. And McDermott's job is to remove them, right? Like to not
count on them, at least.
To not have players think like that they can't win. I can't imagine there aren't some, though. In the same way there are fans, I think in Nick Kostos, right? Not a Bills fan, but an analyst. And he's like, look, I'll just tell you, I don't think the Bills will ever win with him. Allen is not Mahomes, and McDermott is definitely not Andy Reid. I just don't think they'll ever win. And I don't want to – I'm not there, like, if I need to say so, but – I get it. I mean, it's been four times in 5 years, and the Bills have had home field in one game, and they've been so close in three of the four. The first one could have been close, too. It just wasn't. So you can understand. I mean, there are fans who think this way,
yeah.
And there are maybe more, a higher percentage of non-fans who would say this about the Bills. This has been Ross Tucker on our show for 2 years. Like, when it comes down to it, who are you picking? Okay, well, another year went by, and that mm-hmm. wasn't disproved. So I would think there'd be players. I would say I think not so much about, like, the Bills themselves, but I don't think this is really how players think. I think players are sort of trained to not think about, to not look ahead, right? To not cart before the horse. You know, they know to put their work in. It's game at a time. It's all that stuff. But they also follow the NFL and listen to watch shows and talk to friends who have all these opinions. You know, I think there'd be a lot of people and maybe some who would be on the team be like, everything about Allen, it's great. But how have we not beaten this team yet? Like, why not? Oh, well, we never take the ball away and they score 30 points a game on us, if not higher. What's the average? It's higher than 30 points a game in those four games. Like, Is that supposed to change here? You want to do your part to see to it, and you don't want to be thinking about this in July. Doesn't help you to think this, definitely doesn't help you in July. But I would think there'd be players who would believe that they might not think they'll get there. And, you know, the Bills are a tough case for this because they're so close. Like, the Bills might be a team where it's true that nobody thinks that way.
Yeah.
Like, today I've got, can writers figure this out? There's a Myles Garrett
yep.
comment. Myles Garrett expects to win the Super Bowl. Can we please instead write, Myles Garrett says he expects to win the Super Bowl? Because he might not really expect to win the Super Bowl as a member of the Cleveland Browns. He might not really mean it. He's going to say it. You're going to ask him if he expects to win the Super Bowl. And he's going to, what is he going to say? No. Don't say he expects. Say he says he expects. Jaden Daniels, not worried about McLaurin holdout. Can we please just add those same two words? Jaden Daniels says he's not worried about a McLaurin holdout, because he might actually be worried about that. If he is, he will not tell you. Can we just do that? It's very simple, and it's necessary. Because are we really expecting all these football people to be at their word? We know they're not. All right. And rant.
Yeah. Well, I this came up, I think, one day when you were away before I went away. Obviously I'm not on the team. I'm just in here. And I know the fans are, there are those fans out there, you know, actual Bills fans, not Nick Costos, who've latched onto that and believe that, and they believe that since 13 seconds happened, and they haven't been wrong yet. But for me, it's not hard for me to get back to a place every year. You know, it's a new year, and the games have been very close, especially recently. I mean, the first one was the biggest, you know, the biggest lopsided game of the four of them, the playoff games anyway, that they've lost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Chiefs, and I think with that quarterback on your team and the rest of the roster, it's not like they're weak in any real area. We have our concerns about whether there's enough at receiver, but I have no trouble at all believing they could win it. Like shouldn't surprise you or anyone who's listened to us and me for any amount of time. Like, I just do not subscribe to they can't do it. They're right there. And 4 games isn't really that many games, you know. Like, I know it's repetitive, but I don't know. As long as I've got that guy and he's in his prime still, like, this will get harder to say maybe 3 or 4 years from now, or hopefully it's longer than that. When Allen's running starts to maybe die down and he's just not as dangerous a player all around, you know, maybe he'll find a way to be more even effective than he is now as a passer when his running starts to, you know, dissipate from his game just because of age and attrition, physical attrition. But for now, until further notice, I have no trouble at all believing they could win it. Like, I don't view McDermott as some impediment to that at all myself. But, you know, that's just me. I think having Allen, like, I believe in the just keep knocking on the door. With that said, I don't want that to last forever. Like, at some point, something's going to have to change if they can't get over that hump. And it certainly should not be Josh Allen. So, you know, figure that out when we get there. But I don't know, man. I'm still very optimistic about their chances going into this year.
Back to the original point, they just have not had very much discord through this. You know, what guys think, they know to mostly keep that to themselves if it's at all negative. Like, they're not going to tell us. But whatever form that would take, you know, just malcontents or players that just are not on board, you know, like, they've won so much, it wouldn't necessarily be that there'd be these players, but the heartbreaking losses, you know, like, I think they deserve some credit for not having more of that. Maybe this is, it's not just Cook, you know, it's top of mind a little bit because they got to a place here with their running back. He just walked in. I'm here. Let's go. And that, to many, would have been unexpected. But really, just overall, Hard Knocks comes in. Hey, it's just, we're good. This is what happens. Show yourself around, you know, whatever you need. Make yourself at home. Anyway, maybe it's not a great point, but I do think it's kind of cool that they haven't had more go sideways for them after all these Chief heartbreaks. Here's John next. Hi, John.
How you doing? Just calling in because I was remember the Kansas City game this year, and we barely threw the ball. I mean, most of the passes were down the line of scrimmage, a lot of them in that game. And I know everybody's saying the wide receivers are going to be fine, but we really haven't improved there. We basically swapped out Hollins for Palmer, and Palmer never stays healthy. So you really, that's kind of a wash. And then you trade for Cooper because nobody can get open, and he's gone. So I really don't see how we improve there at all. I know we got Moore, but he's bounced around the league. So that's kind of a concern for me. Just want to see what you guys think about that.
I mean, listen, let me get you the Odyssey app because we talk about this every day. I mean, you say everybody says no problem. That's a different world that I'm familiar with. I work here, and we've had that knocked on our door. You know, what do you guys mean there's a problem at wide receiver? So it's definitely not that nobody thinks the way you do. You have a lot of company. And I'm with you. If Josh Palmer makes a real difference, I think it's probably to be expected that he'll make some plays for them. But if Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore show up with like 70 catches or anything like that, I think it's almost shocking if that happens. Somebody has to catch Hollins passes. Maybe they get behind more in games and there's more passing and they're able to just sort of alt the volume ramps up that way. But yeah, I think it very much is a question about them. I think it might be on offense. It's to me, they're easily their biggest question is the receiver talent. And, you know, defensively, maybe it's the secondary. I can appreciate this Max Hairston play today. I saw it. The Bills are going to tweet good things that Max Hairston does. What they're not going to do is necessarily tweet good things that undrafted free agent cornerbacks do in these practices. Because Hairston's the guy, he's the one that matters. Like, they're going to show you his best side. And, you know, he made that play. Sal was there. He vouched for it and spoke up about Hairston today. But that is kind of the message the Bills would want to send.
Palmer has missed 10 games total over 4 years. So I don't know if that's exactly injury prone. 17 games played, 16, 10 in 23, 15 last year.
Sounds like one injury.
Right. One year, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think of him as that either. Thanks, John. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.